Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us on this live Tuesday edition of the Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Hope you've had a good Memorial Day. We'll be talking about Bush's plans to slash the benefits for the troops as soon as he's reelected. Of course, Lord Kerry would do the same thing. Their actions are identical, but their rhetoric is simply different. I've been on a brief hiatus. I really never take off, but I have taken off a few days, and it's good to be back, and the news has really piled up. So this is going to be a big show for you today. I hope that you will stay with us on this June 1st, 2004 edition. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we've got the ACLU legal director in Georgia, Jerry Weber, coming on the show. And I have the Associated Press here in front of me, as well as other articles. It says, State of Emergency allows Brunswick police to halt G8 protesters. And it is a preemptive state of emergency, and dissent is illegal. That's called martial law. Protesting is bad. Preemptively, we're not going to let you do it. And now it's come out that they've been given orders to shoot to kill protesters. So we'll be discussing that coming up. This is your new freedom. Same kind of freedom that's being brought to Iraq right now. So we'll be covering that. Of course, Paul Watson joins us once a week at least, our webmaster and editor of my websites, PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have Infowars.com being updated right now. And Paul will be joining us in the second hour. We'll also have wide-open telephones. But as I said, in about 28 minutes, we'll be getting into state of emergency, shoot-to-kill orders at G8 in Georgia. Also, Ashcroft warns of attack, some question threat, and its timing. Well, it's admitted that they put out fake terror alerts to create fear. Kerry, joining with his buddies, nuclear terrorism is gravest threat to U.S., Gary Hart, CFR member, chief fearmonger, tells Fox News, a warning or a threat, Hart says, Heartland is the target. Because, quote, we haven't been worried about the Heartland, so the terrorists are sure to hit us there to get the maximum result, and we know who the terrorists are. Mr. Hart, what did you say right after the 9-11 attack? We need to use this disaster to get what President Bush's father called for, a new world order. Need to use this crisis. Oil prices soar after deadly Saudi attack, and even CNN's talking about it being a government conspiracy. Saudi security forces agreed to let al-Qaeda killers escape. That's on the London Telegraph. Bremer accused of interfering with the new installment of the new puppet government in Iraq. Iraqi with MI6 links is the new prime minister of Iraq. And again, what I mentioned, CNN says Saudi attack was a conspiracy. Bush plans to slash veterans' benefits. Car bomb rips through Kurdish party HQ in Baghdad. Iraqi women raped at Abu Ghraib. This is supposedly new information. A month plus, the General Antonio Toogoomba report said raping women. It's admitted. The neocons don't want to talk about that. So we'll get into women pay the price of abuse. Teacher suspended over Berg video anomaly. She just said that she thought it was suspicious, so she was kicked out. Newsweek with the future of shopping, how microchips in our bodies are how we're going to buy our goods, and it's no big deal, just accept it. We're actually now calmly discussing a matrix-like system of microchips in us. Also, they're already implanting cameras in the highways, in the cement itself. Want to get into that. Cops count on pizza tattletales. Not just when you order a pizza, but the pizza man himself, the secret agent of the New World Order, tasering 9-year-old children, slamming down small children that try to hug police, just an absolute plethora of key news. You don't want to miss this transmission. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander. Will kill all germs on your countertops and more.
Wow, where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MYAIR and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MY-AIR, or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is June 1st already on this Tuesday edition. Thank you so much again for joining us. We're going to have wide-open telephones. We have two guests coming up as well. The toll-free number to join us live on air, coast-to-coast and globally, on shortwave, the Internet, and our AM and FM affiliates is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. So much to cover today, so I'm going to launch straight into the news, and then we've got a guest coming up because they basically declared martial law in large sections of Georgia ahead of the G8 summit coming up in a little over a week from now, the 8th through the 10th. But I was just thinking this weekend, kind of getting outside the box, looking at it from the outside, and I just thought about the fact that the government and the League of Women Voters and all these states are fighting tooth and nail to ensure that all these new federally controlled electronic voting machines that are going in, riddled with fraud across the country, how they're telling us that we're bad, that we're crazy, that we're weird, because we want there to be a receipt, a record of that vote. Just trust us. Just, you know, we could easily have a record, but we're not going to, so shut up. Just think about that. Just think about how they have free speech zones now. If you want to protest the state or federal government, and they say, oh, the media is not allowed to talk to you, and you've got to be a mile, 2 miles away in a warehouse, and if you leave it, we'll arrest you. And then the police routinely go ahead and go to the warehouse or the park and fire rubber bullets at people and beat up federal judges and AP reporters. I mean, this has been happening. Is this freedom? And there's reports coast to coast of school teachers that criticize the government being summarily fired and having weird military parades at public schools, and the art teachers have anti-war posters ripped down that the students did from the inside of their classes and are fired. I mean, this isn't America, people. This isn't freedom. They're blocking what films can be edited and what books can be published in America now. Did you know that? Claiming that, well, if it's a foreign work, you know, it might be involved with aiding the enemy, so we can't have that. I mean, we're on the edge of plunging even deeper into the abyss. We're quite far down the hole, the tubes, the pit right now. And then I see articles like this. State of emergency allows Brunswick police to halt G8 protesters. This is out of the Associated Press. Governor's order covers six counties, including Glenn, Camden, and Chatham. A new city law in Brunswick gives police the power to halt protests during G8 summit now that the governor has declared a preemptive state of emergency. It's called martial law, boys and girls, in coastal Georgia through June 20th. You try to protest in China for the security of the state, they will open fire on you, they will run over you with tanks, and now we're becoming just like China with Tiananmen Square, boys and girls. Activists said the change allows authorities to squelch lawful dissent without reason when President Bush meets with world leaders June 8th through 10th at a nearby sea island. Brunswick's mayor and governor, Sonny Perdue's top lawyer, denied any such intent. When I've got the legislation here in front of me, it is martial law. Perdue signed an order May 7th declaring a state of emergency in six coastal counties beginning Monday, citing potential danger from unlawful assemblies, threats of violence, and otherwise. So, unlawful assemblages, that's what it's from the word, assemblages, excuse me. Unlawful, I thought the First Amendment said Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the press or the right to assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. But you know that First Amendment, it's bad. The governor's order places no limitations on demonstrations. However, the Brunswick City Council amended its laws last week to give police authority to terminate protest if a state of emergency or disorder is lawfully declared, which was just done, so they've now told the protesters you can't protest in these six counties. Brunswick is the nearest mainland city to Sea Island, 80 miles south of Savannah, Georgia, where Lord Bush and the other lords of the G8 will meet. Protest groups have been trying for months to get a permit to demonstrate the city when the summit arrives in 2 weeks, and that's been denied. Now, look, you don't need a permit, and the courts have all said this, but they started out decades ago, well, if you want police protection or to block off a street, you have to get a permit, and then, again, that becomes the common practice, and they say, oh, you can't protest. It is rare for governors to preemptively declare states of emergency. Normally, a reserve for disasters such as hurricanes or tornadoes. However, Governor Zell Miller issued a similar order in the 1996 games in Atlanta. And then we have this article here. Shoot to kill orders at G8 in Georgia. On May 25, 2004, Pacifica News reported on their daily news broadcast about the current orders being given to the police that will be responding to the G8 conference in Georgia this year. According to the broadcast, the governor of Georgia was going through the motions of declaring a state of emergency during the G8 protest. This is a so-called state of emergency. It would allow the police in the entire state to break up and any and all gatherings of people, that's from the document, to protest any event. However, the suspension of the First Amendment is not the only card up this governor's sleeve. In correlation with the state of emergency, the commander of the police forces has ordered a shoot-to-kill order that will pertain to all individuals that the police themselves feel are threatening the lives of world leaders that will be gathering for the event. We have the Sydney Morning Herald article from years ago where they said the same thing, but they didn't do it. It's all just to intimidate people. This order will only go into effect if the governor is capable of issuing a state of emergency, but you did hear me write shoot to kill. And now they've issued the order a day after this article came out. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported something that's documented fact, but they whitewashed it. As Ashcroft warns of attack, some question threat and its timing. The Bush administration said Wednesday that it had credible intelligence suggesting that Al-Qaeda is planning to attack the United States in the next several months, a period in which events like an international summit meeting and two political conventions could offer tempting targets. Attorney General John Ashcroft said at a news conference that the intelligence reports and public statements by people associated with Al-Qaeda suggested that the terrorist group was almost ready to attack the United States and harbored a specific intention to hit the United States hard. Of course, about a week and a half ago, they told the Associated Press, as well as the U.S. News and World Report, that we will be hit. It is going to happen. And they've done their own focus group poll showing this will help them in the election, so you can basically be assured of it, unfortunately, unless we expose who's behind this terror. But some intelligence officials, terrorism experts, and to some extent even Mr. Ashcroft's own FBI director, Robert S. Mueller, offered a more tempered assessment, saying, for the next few weeks, we have reason to believe that there is a heightened threat to the United States interests around the world, and some opponents of Mr. Bush, including police and firefighter union leaders, aligned with Senator John Kerry, the expected Democratic presidential candidate, said the timing of the announcement appeared intended to part to distract attention from Mr. Bush's sagging poll numbers and problems in Iraq. There's no real intelligence, and a lot of this has been out there already, said one administration official who spoke in condition of anonymity. There really is no significant change that would require us to change the alert level of the country. Well, for 2 years, we have a whole subsection on PrisonPlanet.com, fake terror alerts. FBI, CIA agents, Associated Press, Reuters, Capitol Hill Blue, WorldNet Daily, admitting that the White House has ordered fake terror alerts to be issued to, quote, create hysteria and fear. Now, under the Patriot Act, that is a very serious crime. I think it's a crime before we had the Patriot Act, a yelling fire in a theater, a bomb scare. This is a national bomb scare, and they've been caught. It's admitted. Remember during last Christmas, they said, oh, the intelligence was faulty, we're sorry, but the orange alert's going to continue throughout the new year, and it went to, what, January 4th. Turned into a two-and-a-half-week terror alert. And they still had the helicopters and the welded manhole covers, and they've been all over television the last week saying, look for women that look like they're pregnant, people wearing baggy clothes, people that smell of chemicals, report everyone, report, report, report. And then as they create these tattletale squads of cable men and pizza delivery men and women, there's no real terrorists, so they say, well, just look for drugs and guns. I have a whole stack of that today. Homeland Security now says they're in the anti-crime business because crime is terror, because criminals fund terrorists, drugs fund terrorists. So we've got, it's all terror now, every misdemeanor, every suspicion of a misdemeanor. And Kerry's joining in on the fun, the fear-mongering. Kerry, nuclear terrorism is gravest threat to U.S. Reuters, nuclear terrorism is the gravest threat to the United States faces, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry said, as he offered a plan to secure atomic arsenals and materials around the world. The enemy is different, and we must think and act anew, Kerry said. As excerpts of remarks prepared for delivery in West Palm Beach, Florida, we had to do everything we can to stop a nuclear weapon from being reaching our shore, and that mission begins far away. And then a really scary statement. Remember, it was Gary Hart and Warren Rudman of the CFR Fearmongering Commission that got up on TV months before 9/11 and said, we're about to be hit. It's going to happen. Give up all your rights when it happens. Big buildings are in trouble. Started laughing on Hardball. I saw that and knew. Went on air and said, call the White House. Tell them don't use Bin Laden to attack New York. But a warning or a threat? Hart says Heartland is the target. Former Colorado Senator Gary Hart is alarmed at hearing this week's warnings of possible summer terror attacks by Al-Qaeda operatives here in the United States. In a recent plea, the Democrat urged Denver city leaders to wake up. Denver isn't ready to respond to a catastrophe, and neither are large cities west of the Mississippi. Now, he said about a year ago that Denver, Cleveland, and Dallas will be hit. On a recent visit to New York University, Hart, who co-chaired both the U.S. Commission on National Security 21st Century and the Council on Foreign Relations Task Force on Homeland Security, told Fox News that America in the heartland needs to a serious wake-up call. I have focused on my own region because I think people out there believe terrorism is a New York problem, not an American problem, Hart said. The Mississippi is not any kind of protection for Denver, Colorado, or Omaha, Nebraska, or anyone else. Yes, we know, Mr. Hart, we're not safe. We understand that. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The grass is always greener with a wheatgrass kit from wheatgrasskits.com. Their mission is to provide you with nature's most perfect living foods. Skip the high prices at the neighborhood juice bar. Grow your own wheatgrass, barley grass, sunflower greens, sprouts, or herbs for only pennies a day. It's easy to do indoors or out. Start with a basic wheatgrass kit. It's everything you'll need to grow stamina-building, nutrient-rich wheatgrass. The kit includes 5 pounds of organic wheatgrass seed, reusable growing trays, organic soil, mineral additive, and the book Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Miracle. Or get the deluxe kit that adds barley, grass seed, and sunflower greens. The health benefits of wheatgrass are legendary, but perhaps one of the best benefits are the antioxidants. Research is showing that antioxidants are instrumental in preventing cancer. At wheatgrasskits.com, you'll find the best available price on a huge variety of wheatgrass juicers, and if you do find a better price, wheatgrasskits.com will beat it. Visit today, www.wheatgrasskits.com, or call 801-375-2250.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
I know that we have loaded phone lines. We've got a guest coming on, the head legal counsel for the ACLU in Georgia, about martial law in Georgia. That guest is only coming on for about 10 minutes, the first 10 minutes of the next segment. So we'll get to all of your calls. Those of you that are patiently holding, just be patient. Kevin and Tim and Rob and Tom and Lee and many others. I want to continue with some news right now. A warning or a threat. Hart says heartland is a target. And again, it's Gary Hart that got up there just a few days after 9/11. We have this in my film, The Road to Tyranny, video of him saying we need to use this disaster to get a new world order. Need to use this disaster to create a new world order. And that's exactly what the PNAC documents, the CFR documents, called for. They said we need helpful terror attacks on the order of Pearl Harbor. I didn't think Pearl Harbor was helpful to you. 2,800 and something people dead. Almost the exact number that died in the World Trade Centers and the Pentagon. And so now he's back out there beating the drum, saying the terrorists are about to get you. You better give up all your rights. Heartland, you're not safe. The very definition of terrorism. You better give up your liberty or the bad man's going to get you. You better pay off the mafia or we're not going to be able to protect you from this wild man that wants to burn down your grocery store. It's the same M.O. Creating fear, threatening violence, or doing violence to get a political reaction or capitulation from a group or individual. I mean, this is the definition of terrorism. Issuing their fake terror alerts, running around fear-mongering, Kerry, Bush, Hart, all of them doing it together. Oil prices soar after deadly Saudi attack. Jittery world oil markets opened today with strong price increases and the first significant trending since a terror attack targeting Western oil workers left 22 people dead. In Beirut, where OPEC officials began to have a meeting, Saudi oil minister Ali Nami said the cartel would do its best to ensure that the crude companies are adequate to meet global demand. Saudi authorities, meanwhile, were still searching for three Islamic militants involved in the weekend shooting rampage and hostage standoff that left foreign businessmen reconsidering whether to stay in Saudi Arabia. Police responded to numerous tips since the attackers fled the upscale Oasis residential compound Sunday. One said to be the ringleader was wounded and arrested at the compound. And here is the London Telegraph headline. Saudi security forces agreed to let Al-Qaeda killers escape. Witnesses said yesterday that the terrorists who killed 22 civilians in Saudi Arabia and took more than 40 people hostage were let out of the besieged compound by security forces in an attempt to avoid more people being killed. Saudi officials maintained that the kidnappers had used hostages as human shields before finding a vehicle and making their escape. However, an employee at the compound in Khobar said a hostage told him that he had heard the gunman shouting that they would release captives if security forces let them go. Security forces at first refused but agreed after the militants, who also threatened to blow up the building, began killing hostages. As Saudi Arabia yesterday vowed to hunt down Al-Qaeda deviants, a senior Saudi official claimed that five of the six terrorist cells known to be active in the country had been dismantled in the past year. An attempt to reassure the outside world that the security situation was under control, Prince Turki Al Faisal, the Saudi ambassador to London, said that there appeared to be no new recruits to the core of Al-Qaeda members identified last year by the Saudi intelligence services. And we've had top Saudis saying that it's the Western governments controlling Al-Qaeda, that they're behind this to destabilize. Meanwhile, CNN comes out and says that Saudi attack was a conspiracy. Saudi security forces allowed some kidnappers in the bloody weekend attack on a residential compound to flee because they threatened to blow up the building, according to reports. One employee of the Oasis compound said today that the hostage heard the gunman shouting again that they would release the captives if the security forces let them go. Meanwhile, they're having the new supposed election. It's been going on throughout the weekend in Iraq. And if you read the fine print of even the mainstream news, it says that the appointees that our government appointed, that is the Halliburton government appointed, the Bremer government appointed, are now appointing themselves and others. And this is democracy, and the average person will tell you that we've brought Iraq freedom as our government appoints their own people. I mean, do I have to explain how this is a scam? I'm sure that people out there get this. So we'll go over that news as well. Bremer accused of interfering with the vote They're calling it a vote. Their puppets appointing new puppets. It's all coming up. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. There's seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, on InfoWars.com right now, you can read a bunch of different news articles, mainstream news articles, concerning Georgia and the G8 meeting, all the big Western leaders, well, I guess counting Japan and a few others, showing up to decide how to run our lives, and it's like it's China or something. Last week we started getting calls from listeners going, my local news in Georgia, my local news in Florida said no protesting's allowed. So we went and actually got the governor's proclamation, his new state of civil emergency, and gives the police the powers that we would expect to be seen in communist China or Nazi Germany. And joining us is the Georgia ACLU legal director, Jerry Weber. And I know he's very busy. Jerry, thanks for coming on the broadcast with us.
Great to be here.
This is hard to believe, but we've seen other reports of governors trying this in Rhode Island and other areas. What exactly is going on in Georgia?
Well, there have been a series of actions trying to restrict the rights of folks to protest during the G8 summit. All the cities and counties have adopted these new ordinances that are just sort of riddled with constitutional problems. And as of last week, the governor of Georgia declared what I guess can be described as a preemptive state of emergency. There's no flood. There's no dramatic event that's occurred. But there's this declaration of a state of emergency that gives martial law powers to the governor before anything's happened. I'm going down for a hearing in federal court tomorrow in Brunswick. I'll be traveling through six counties that are in a state of emergency, and you wouldn't know the difference. They're just going around their, about their normal business. But the governor now has just vast powers to restrict First Amendment freedoms.
Now, that's not an overstatement. This is the textbook martial law where you don't have free speech, you don't have the right of assembly. This is what they had in the late 80s in Tiananmen Square. This is the same powers that they're declaring for themselves.
Yeah, and they're declaring these powers preemptively. They say that the demonstrations are going to go forward, but at any given time, the governor has the authority to shut them down.
Well, now, according to the Associated Press, some of the cities are saying we're not going to allow them, period.
They have tried to do that. We filed lawsuits against both the city of Savannah and the city of Brunswick and then the two counties there. And
now, you're in Georgia, sir.
You're
in Georgia, but a few months ago, and it was in the Providence Journal and other major papers in Rhode Island, and we're on in Rhode Island, and listeners were very upset about this. The governor said, oh, I went to a meeting with Governor Ridge. I want to pass this Trading with the Enemy Act. If you criticize the government, I'm going to arrest you. He actually was in the paper saying that there was a backlash, and he backed off. But this seems to be emanating out of the Bush administration. Would you agree with that?
Well, actually, the ordinances that were passed here were developed by something called the G8 Legal Subcommittee, which included federal officials, and they were instrumental in creating these unconstitutional laws.
This is amazing, and this is happening all over the country, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this sort of equating of peaceful protesters with potential terrorists is a way of silencing free speech in this country.
They had the Deputy Attorney General in California last year said, well, we may ban protest in California because that age terrorist. Did you see that in the Oakland Tribune?
I hadn't seen that, no.
I mean, am I living on a different planet? Is this a Twilight Zone episode, sir?
Well, you're certainly living in a different country than you were living in 1990 or 1989. There's a different attitude towards demonstrators, and there's a huge powers in the federal government and in local governments that they did not possess before to silence First Amendment freedoms.
Well, I've seen the footage from Seattle to Miami where they're attacking federal judges, reporters. They're herding World War II vets down alleys and beating them up and pepper spraying toddlers in their mommy's arms. I mean, this has all been caught on video. I've seen it. I've interviewed the people. What are they telling these police? How do they get police with their federally issued Darth Vader outfits to attack peaceful demonstrations?
Well, we're very concerned. There's going to be over 20,000 law enforcement officers down there during the G8 summit. They've all been trained to expect the worst, and at the slightest indication of any problem, you know, we're afraid that they're going to overreact.
Now, Pacifica and others are reporting that the police chiefs are being given shoot to kill powers. Have you confirmed that?
We haven't confirmed that, no. But I would be very worried about any demonstrator that actually tried to get onto Sea Island, the private island where the G8 officials are going to be.
Now, that's a good point. They've got a natural moat there. They're on this island off the coast, but most of the state itself is under martial law.
Right. They've declared six counties under martial law in the surrounding area. And Sea Island itself is a private island, and no one will be allowed onto that island. It sort of creates a protest zone where the protesters are so far away that there's no way they'll be in eyeshot or earshot of a single person who's involved in the G8 summit itself.
So we put up with free speech zones where you have 500 pro-Bush people, one guy with a sign saying no blood for oil, and they arrest him, and a federal judge in Virginia, or was it Georgia, it was last year, says, yeah, you're going to go ahead and serve prison time. We can selectively say where you can protest and what you can do. Now they're going even further. I mean, how does this go further than just free speech zones?
Well, this is sort of a geographic protest zone in that they've got an isolated island. It's almost as though the demonstrators have scared the world leaders off into some island because they don't want to confront democracy. They don't want to confront opinions that don't match theirs.
Well, I've just got a few other questions for you, and we'll let you go, and I hope to have you on, sir, during the demonstration, or one of your colleagues. But, I mean, this is an issue that should bring conservatives and liberals alike together. I think it is starting to do that. I mean, even Bob Barr has now joined you guys and is saying that these attacks on liberties are more disastrous for America than the attacks themselves. Bush said that the terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. I guess that's true. He wants to now get rid of our freedoms. Then maybe they'll love us. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I think anybody who disagrees with the administration is perceived as sort of an enemy of the state to the extent that their First Amendment freedoms don't mean what they used to.
Are you familiar with a national talk show host on radio and TV calling for interning anyone that disagrees with the government, to calling for the Sedition Act to be put into place?
Doesn't surprise me.
What is the feedback you're getting in Georgia? Because we've had listeners in Georgia and surrounding states calling in saying, I saw the nightly news. They laughed and said no protest allowed. I mean, what's the atmosphere? What are people saying?
Well, the atmosphere is such that both of the cities have actually issued an order that anyone taking a photograph of a non-tourist site is subject to question. So people throughout those cities are actually being questioned just because they clicked the camera on something that the police didn't consider to be a tourist site.
Now, even in Beijing, because I have family that's been there, you're allowed to take photos. You're saying we're going to be more restrictive than communist China?
It sounds like it, at least to the extent that, even reporters have been questioned by the police when they photographed an accident scene in Savannah. It's a crazy atmosphere. It's very, very disturbing, and we have to hope for the best over the next week or two.
Any other developments we should be aware of, Mr. Weber?
Well, we're continuing to work through our lawsuits that will hopefully give sites for the protesters, and we're going to be down there monitoring and making sure that the police don't step over the line, or at least we document when they do.
What is your brief stating tomorrow in the federal court?
We're basically trying to work out the protest sites, and the cities and counties are all changing their ordinances to make them, I guess, close enough for government work. They're not perfect, but they're an improvement over the ordinances they passed to silence the protesters.
I'm sure you're aware that the police will cut out police monitors, take them to a site to severely beat them. We've confirmed this in Portland, Oregon, and Miami, Florida.
Right.
So I guess we've got to have watchers who are covertly watching the monitors.
Yeah, we're watching the watchmen, and we're gonna do what we can to document, you know, any abuses that might occur.
Are people in Georgia aware that this really is textbook martial law?
I think that there is a growing concern about what's happening, but so far it's all sort of preemptive. The demonstrators haven't arrived. The actions haven't occurred. It's going to be really interesting to see how the public reacts and how the police react during the summit itself.
Do you have any information on the Georgia ACLU website for people?
Yeah, absolutely. We have some of the lawsuits online and some of our press releases, and you can go to acluga.org.
acluga.org. Jerry Weber, hope to have you back on during the summit or after the summit for your report, and we appreciate you defending our constitutional republic. Take care.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
I'll try. Now, again, what the ACLU does is they go out and take real cases and then drop the ball, whether you can say on purpose or by accident. But there are some good people in the ACLU, and it has been strengthened and has been taking on some real issues. And I think that Mr. Weber's doing a pretty good job, and he's there on the ground trying to block all this, so that's why we had him on the show. Your calls are coming up here in just a moment or so. I am just sitting here in stunned amazement. You heard him. Martial law. We have General Tommy Frank saying, next attack, we set aside the Constitution in favor of a military form of government. General Eberhardt spouting off in the L.A. Times, the head of our new military directorate and governorship, based in Colorado Springs, where we're also on the radio, of course, on the AM dial. And I'd like to hear from listeners out there. I mean, this is, they're telling us, give up your liberties. Give us Patriot Act 2.5, because they passed part of Patriot Act 2, not the entire thing. Bush now wants 2.5. Don't just reauthorize it, expand it. I've got a whole stack of Big Brother news here, the pizza man, the phone man, the tip system on steroids. Not looking for terrorists, well under their guidelines, all crimes are terror. They're spying on you at your home. I mean, it's just, this isn't America. Let's go to the calls quickly, and then there's just a whole other cornucopia of bombshell news here. Kevin in North Carolina. Kevin, you're our first caller. Thank you for holding.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Hey, buddy, listen, I seen something earlier this weekend, kind of caught my eye on the ticker on WB22. It'd be newscentral.com. Thousands of foreign troops and sailors gearing up for exercise off the North Carolina coast. Now, I don't know if that's related to the G8 summit or whatever, but and then it made me realize I'd seen Cheney praising them for a good job they had done, the Coast Guard, that is, patrolling Iraq's coast. I guess this is our new Coast Guard. Also, other things I've seen lately coming up this weekend was gun amnesty. Turn in your guns, no questions asked. That's a rare thing to see around here.
And that trains you to see the news images of lines of people turning their guns in. They've done it in Canada and Australia. Then they start banning the guns, and then you've got to turn them in. Email me that article to tips@infowars.com or go to prisonplanet.com and click on where it says Contact Webmaster. That's a good place to send news tips. Because Paul checks it about five times a day, we just check ours once or twice a day. And
well, I run kind of a primitive deal there. I can't, you know, I don't have no email anyway to do anything like that. But I just stay on top of the job I can do my best, you know. And but
you just
I want,
surf the web. You don't have email.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I don't have anything but a shortwave and good ears.
What did the article then? Okay, so you were watching television. I thought you said it was online.
No, it was WB22, and I was just giving the website out.
Did they announce that the loving foreign troops were doing?
And they wouldn't even do a story on it. It was at a ticker on the bottom, and I sat there and watched the ticker roll around three times to make sure I got it right. I wrote it down, but I don't even need to write it
down.
What
did it say?
Thousands of foreign troops and sailors gearing up for exercise off the North Carolina coast.
All right,
that's word for word.
Kevin, thanks for the call. Try to find something on that. Simultaneously, from California to West Virginia to North Carolina to Georgia to Florida to Texas, urban warfare training drills with Special Forces Army, Special Forces Marines are doing gun confiscation drills, house-to-house searches. They're covertly leasing buildings and then blowing them up, terrorizing the citizenry. This has been going on for over a decade, and now it's intensifying. And then out west, we see foreign troops. In South Texas, we see foreign troops. These are all confirmed instances I'm mentioning. They're in my two, now three police state films. And then now it just heightened. It's conditioning. It's acclimation. And 7 days after 9/11, I saw UN head general McKenzie on Nightline. Didn't have a tape running. Wish I did. I flipped to him, and he just flipped to the channel, and he said, what we've got to do is have a continental security perimeter patrolled by United Nations forces. That'll keep America safe. And then we had the 56 Norwegian F-16s, the 12 French and German AWACS. This is how they break the ice and get you ready for all of it. And it is really going on. Tim in Ohio. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Does this fall under the umbrella, I guess, of the Rex 84 Alpha program and things like Operation Garden Plot?
And Cable Splicer.
Cable Splicer, yeah. Is that what all this
is? Yeah, what happens is we 10, 20, 30 years after the fact get declassified programs like Rex 84, Cable Splicer, Garden Plot, Giant Concentration Camp, Roundup Plans, public stuff. I've got Senate hearings in the takeover, you know, clips of this being discussed. So we know the old names. We don't know the new names. But the new name for all of it is called Homeland Security, and it all feeds into NORTHCOM, or the North American Military Dictatorship.
Now, I was also reading, and perhaps you could clarify this for me a little bit, That they were actually thinking about condensing the United States into like 10 five-state regions. We need permission
under
to go.
10, we're already under 10 FEMA regions. Even before FEMA got enacted in 1979, I have the actual New York Times front page articles in 1937 showing the 10 regions. The 10 regions have already been merged. We're already merged with Canada and Mexico. And under the Free Trade Area of the Americas, it's being completed. The Amerodollar has publicly been announced, and it's all moving forward.
And I just want to mention one more thing, if I can, quickly. About
it's just like the EU. People didn't even know about the EU, but it was already official. Go ahead.
Sure. Just one more thing about the draft. This past Friday on the CBS affiliate up in Cleveland, the general manager comes on and does his weekly pompous editorial. And a couple of quotes from it this week is, there is not going to be a draft. No way. There, you heard it here first. And he finished it up with like it would be some type of political suicide for the president to institute a draft in an election year.
Oh, no, don't worry. We have the official documents that's coming up. The draft comes after the election, right after a big terror attack.
Should call
them. We've got to do it to defend the homeland. 12 bills are introduced. The draft boards have been set back up. Conscription is being prepared for women with selective service. Good points. Thanks for the call.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
My friends, I cannot stress enough how serious things are. All the indicators, all the propaganda preparation, they're crossing every T, dotting every I, telling you martial law is good, it's for your safety. For years, all these top officials in FEMA, you name it, out saying under a red alert, All your liberties are stripped. You're enemy combatant. You can't leave your home. We're going to take your children from the public schools and take them to FEMA centers, Washington Post. You got to turn your guns in after the terrorist attack. And they're just lining up all their ducks in a row, getting ready for it, getting the police ready for it. So when they give the order, it happens. And we had to do it because the terrorist attacked us. You know, not like having lots of power and wearing black ski masks and arresting people. Our country got hit hard. Major city got nuked. Nuked. We got to give up all our rights and get behind a war to invade everybody and have a big national draft and national compulsory service. And we got to be slaves of the government. The government hates being the boss and running everything and a few private companies owning the government and getting all the contracts. But we just got to be their slaves to be safe. We just got to do it. Got to do it. You know, throughout history, governments hate being the rulers and hate using crises to do it. We're going to start the next hour in a minute, and I'll go to Rob and Lee and Shazam and JR and others. So stay with us, folks. You know, I got a family. I love my family. I'm so angry at the globalists. They're a bunch of killers. You got a bunch of weak-minded people that enjoy power that make up their command and control system, and you guys and girls need to stop being so stupid. Those of you in this system, and wake up and face what you're a part of. And those of you, the yuppies out there that think you're part of this system and just think it's all cute and dandy, who don't have the courage to face it either, you're the real target of all this, you fools. It's not the Arabs, okay? All the real preparations are for the Christian conservatives, those that won't go along with the microchipping. I got Newsweek magazine here in front of me saying the future of shopping, and says, yep, we're all going to have microchips to buy and sell. It's completely normal. See, right out in the open, acting like it's normal. And to people who have no moral compass, no history, no understanding, they go, okay, I'll take a chip. Newsweek says it's good. I mean, they're actually in major magazines saying we're all going to have chips. I mean, do I have to explain how horrible things are here? Oh, I mean, they're on television saying, take chips. This is not some science fiction horror movie. This is not The Matrix. This is really happening. And they got a program to watch everything you do called The Matrix. They're throwing it in your face. The symbol of it is an all-seeing eye looking down on the world. Before I end this hour, if you want to fight these murderers, if you want to expose these criminals, get 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, get Masters of Terror, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement, get Matrix of Evil, get my powerful videos, get another VCR, and make copies of them like America depends on it, because frankly, it does. And this is the best tool I've found. Order the videos right now. If you got copies of them, make copies. Don't sit there and let these killers get away with it. We got a chance to stop them. They would have already moved ahead if it wasn't for you. We got to redouble our efforts now. We're on the edge here. Call right now and get the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure shopping cart. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I love my country. I know our government's criminal. And it's up to you to take action. Don't let these people get away with what they're doing. Don't just sit there quietly in the bleachers and get run over. Get on the field now. I'm telling you, it's coming. The next level of escalation is upon us. We've got to scream.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Life has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Life convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Life, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.